Hello everyone, it's me again, Ian Along, and thank you very much for tagging along with me while I'm driving on my way to my destination. And if you notice, post-pandemic podcast episodes are fewer than the pandemic itself, and it's a given because things are busier right now. I don't want to use the word busy because, you know, growing up in a working class environment, when people around you will say that I'm busy, it's tantamount in saying that I will not find a way to make myself available. And on the other hand, those who are really, really available are abused. Those who are really, really available and have availed themselves or found ways to make themselves available is not being really valued the way they should be. Some people's availability are abused that way. That's why people have no choice, but if they're busy, they will not find ways to, they will not make time unless you have proved them or unless you have earned your keep as their leader or as their mentor. But beyond that, they cannot force you. You cannot force them to be with you. Hence, as much as possible, this is the reason why people will just say that they are busy if they are really not available, or if there's an inch that they can be available despite the schedule, they will not find ways to do it because there are some people who will abuse them. And I myself had that experience, and most recently, and I have my experiences on that one. Thus, I can walk the talk when it comes to what I'm saying on this one. And speaking of which, abuse. You again, here's the word abuse. And I wanted to talk about safe space. If you are my friend, if you are listening right now, you happen to be my Facebook friend, you might have, or from time to time, I may have posted this on my Facebook page. I'll tag along with Ian Along. You might have seen me or heard me talk about safe space. Now, there are people who can talk about safe space better than I am, given the production, given their lecture background, given their speakership stints. You know, no matter how extroverted you are, if you do not have that speaking break, if people did invite you to speak, you will not have that opportunity to speak. And grant, the only time that you will can speak is to this podcast or to your Facebook, to the live or the recorded audio of your Facebook, of your social media account. Because I often use Facebook because Facebook is the most popular social media account, and there are other social media platforms that have live features, meaning you can do live broadcasts on that one. Now, but to put it in a shortest form possible, safe space is an environment or a place, that space, an environment in which a person has that atmosphere or experience which constitutes discrimination free, has safe space, and harassment free, discrimination free and harassment free. environment. And basically, in its basic form, physically, if you are on an environment when you are physically safe, that is considered safe space. But that is not all that it is. It's the basic. It's the bare minimum. Some people hate the word bare minimum because of the demands, quote-unquote demands, that are imposed to them, so to speak. But there are really, really times that the word bare minimum needs to be used, such as this. One of the things about safe spaces, if I allow me to be using vernacular nowadays, because I'm using vernacular nowadays because, not because I do not have a script per se, or rather than have, I do not have, but I just wanted to reach more people by using vernacular. You will hear me speak in Tagalog from time to time. Now, ang nangyayari kasi kapag yung safe space, akala nila, pagka may lugar, may security guard o may security, safe space na. Correct. Pero hindi lamang yun ang safe space. That's not all. It's the bare minimum, ika nga. Guardyado nga ang lugar. Guardyado nga ang lugar, heavily guarded, pero yung nasa loob naman ng environment mo, niloloko ka. Or binubuli ka. Okay lang yung magkapagbiruan, kaso yung parang yung meron kang atmosphere na kasi ano nyo, pag work-related naman ang isang bagay, ano yan eh, papasok ka tapos alam mo yung pinasok mo. Alam mo yung pinasok mo. So, halimbawa, nasa isang environment ka na ang sinabi, ano dito ha, matatapang kailangan dito, matibay ang loob ha, kailangan maano dito, kailangan na kasi like sa hospital and all, pero kasi kahit sa hospital nga, bawa, kailangan matibay ang loob mo, hindi kayo papatay-patay. Yes, so alam na nung tao na kapag siya nag-work sa ganoon, so pasok na, alam niya niya kung ano yung pinasok niya, ika nga. Kaya hindi automatic na parang na-offend ka kagad. Being offended is not automatically lack of safe space in that environment. Diba? Kapag sinabing safe space nga, marami kasing bully. Guardyado nga yung lugar, guardyado nga ang the establishment may be heavily guarded and definitely free from deadly weapon. But there are times that you will, if an employee or somebody will come to that place every single day, na parang kinakaludkad ang paa niya, he's dragging or she's dragging, the person's dragging his or her feet all the way to work, and it's not even work related. Parang may problema doon. Madaling, okay, fine, hindi ka kagad mag-a-accuse ng gano'n na, walang safe space dyan kasi na-offend ako. So, yung iba kasi, ginagamit nila, tama ba if I'm not mistaken, strawman approach. Gagamit ka strawman approach saying na, iba, sumbong-sumbong tungkol sa safe space, hindi naman. May mga tao nga gano'n. Pero, it doesn't invalidate those people who actually experience harassment. So tapos, pag sinabing harassment pa yung discrimination. Yes, there are Christian. Halimbawa, if you are a Christian or you have a religion that in which you a religion in which your position against LGBT practices or what you call homosexual practices, homosexual homosexual practices, especially on the sexual part, and any homosexual practices or LGBTQ practices, they are religious who are, let's face it, they are religious who are into that. Kasama din ang safe space doon. That's a work environment ka. Tapos, niloloko mo yung isa, minubos ka mo dahil bakla siya o tomboy siya, or even to the point na parang walang consent yung pagbibiro mo. Yung parang makaramdam ka naman. No? Oo, sabihin na natin Christian ka. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian myself and I maintain a moderately conservative position. Christian nga, pero hindi pa rin hindi safe space yun kapag ka nakaramdam sila ng discrimination sa'yo. Paano siya sabi ng discrimination? Yung himbawa panag-express ka ng himbawa, if you are a member of LGBTQ tapos nag-express ka ng sarili mo, halimbawa nag-express ka ng sarili mo and by the way, with respect to other people's boundary, and despite that, okay, nalaman nila bakla ka, hindi mo na sinasabotahe, all because bakla ka o member ka ng LGBTQ+. That is an environment that lacks safe space. Yun ang sinasabi natin. And kahit Christian ka, mind you, kasi sinasabi din ng iba na kapag Christian ka, or ini-imply ng iba na kapag Christian ka, hindi dapat malaman ng iba consequence yun. Point taken. Lahat ng bagay, lahat ng actions may consequence, good or bad, kasi ginawa mo yun. As an adult, kailangan tanggapin mo yun. But at the same time, you have a choice. You have a choice to treat other people decently. Gagamit ka ng consequence, magagamit ka ng consequence, quote-unquote, under using the consequence, but you're being vindictive. Not only you're vindictive and you're being petty. Lalo, especially, kung wala namang kinalaman sa trabaho nyo yun. It's a form of discrimination. And dito tayo papasok, David, sa haba, no? Ang haba ng mga pagpagin ko sa safe space, no? Pero parang, iba kaya itong ipaliwanag, further. If my explanation is lacking, just look at other, or just listen to other podcasts, or watch you other videos, or read materials when it comes to safe space. Because I cannot have it all. I cannot have it all, despite the fact that I have done my homework on this one. But I wanted to drive these points because safe space. Be that safe space. And it's not wrong for somebody to have a safe space. May mga volunteer, may alam akong volunteer group na talagang sasabihin doon na talagang training daw. Under the guise of training. Point taken. Under the guise of training, tapos under a mentorship of one person. Of course, sasabihin ng one person na yun, minamentor niya yung iba. Nagme-mentor yung iba. Pero still, sasabihin niya, co-equal ang mga tao, pero kitang-kita mo naman. Mismo sa salita ng founder na yun, sasabihin, dapat siya mismo nagsasabi in implication na dapat tinitingala ang mga sa group, yung mga administrator ng group. Dapat tinitingala. Dapat matakot sila sa atin. Well, in a way, pag even sa workplace, yung form ng takot, may tinatawag na, even sa Christianity, may tinatawag na godly fear. You're not too scared Pero kasi, yung sinasabi niya, may form of respect doon. It is a form of reverence to God being God. Yun yung godly, ano? Yun godly fear. Even pati sa authority, tapos nahahawa ang mga human authorities o human authority figures doon sa practice na yun. Now, balik tayo doon sa punto ko. This, and under the guise of training, may mga ganun na hindi nila pinapractice ang tinatawag na safe space. Hindi tinatawag na safe space. Like, bawa, volunteer group ka. Minsan, wala silang respeto. And wala silang boundaries. Wala silang respeto sa boundary mo sa workplace. Kasi, let's face it, pwede mag-message from time to time. Pero, pwede mag-message from time to time. Kaya lang, huwag ka mag-expect agad ng reply. Kasi, lalo nagtatrabaho yung mga yan. And the fact na ito, reminder na po sa mga volunteer groups, reminder na po sa volunteer groups, regardless of size, regardless of the qualities of the line or the lineup of your members, the good quality of the lineups of your members, we need to be considerate in other people's time. And the very fact na kaya nyo nga sila pinagkukuha, kasi tandaan ninyo, hindi din kayo kukuha ng volunteer, hindi kayo tatanggap ng volunteer na walang quality na magagamit nyo sila. Especially in the matters of money. Let's face the truth, yung iba, mas gusto nyo nga nila na kapag ka-member ng volunteer group, yung may day job, at least. May day job dahil nga naman kapag may event madaling magpa-fundraising, kapag may event madaling mag-rent, mag-umupa ng venue, magpapatak-patak, ika nga you will contribute, it's easy to contribute financially, to ask for members contribution dahil nga meron kang kaya nga, yun. The point is, yun nga, they're working. It is madalang na madalang yung magme-member ng volunteer group na walang trabaho. Kasi, okay, granting, on-site, hindi ka naman pupunta, hindi ka makakapunta ng isang venue. Bawa, volunteer group, pupunta tayo sa isang barangay o pupunta tayo sa isang community. So, pamasahe pa lang sa community, pamasahe pa lang papunta sa community, it needs money. Now, if you notice na bigla akong nakat bigla sa ano to, the thing is, we should be a safe space. Be a safe space. Hindi masama na maghanap ng space, safe space. It is not wrong to look for safe space. Ayan, nag-start ako sa sasakyan. Kasi even soldiers, kahit ang mga sundalong magaling, naghahanap yan ng safe space. Physical safe space. Minsan nga, mapapapilosopo ka na lang. Sa mga ibang tao na sinasabing, ang hina naman, ano yung safe space para sa mga mahihinang tao yan? Of course, hindi na sinasabing directly kasi maraming papalag, pero ang hina naman, di ba tough times create tough people? But with all due, pero with, in fairness naman, yung mga nagsasabi ng tough times create tough people, they meant well. Pero kasi, ang hindi nila napapansin, even soldiers, mayroong base camp. O sige, ilagay na natin sa ano, sa mga soldiers. During peacetime, ang mga sundalo nandun lang sa kampo or nandun lang sa stasyon nila. Nakabantay kasi to keep, to maintain,
peace and order. Point, ano yun, given na yun. Given yun na they maintain, since they maintain peace and order, they are, nandun lang sila. Pero, hindi, they're not in the camp all by themselves. Na, nakaupo lang sila doon, may barrel, ano no. Meron silang, ano, meron silang shelter, meron silang shield, meron silang anything that will protect them. So, it constitutes a form of safe space. At least for temporary. Oh. Kahit mga sundalo, even soldiers, wanted safe space. Yung may mga iba na eh, sobrang tuwan-tuwa na, I want to become as, ano, iba, they have this fantasy of the military discipline. They wanted to impose, they have this fantasy of imposing military discipline in organizations. Na kung tutusin, yes, in the military, they have, yes, there's an unwritten statement regarding hazing, yung mga ganun, but that's another story. And granting na may hazing naman, pero mismong kampo, safe space yun. At mismong mga kadete sa military school, they have what you call buddy. They protect each other. It becomes their safe space. They become safe space to each other. So be that safe space. Huwag kang maniwala sa illusion na weak. It's not you're being weak. And so what kung weak ka? So what if you're physically weak? Not all the time you are in condition. Even the strongest athlete had his off nights, you know. Kahit athlete nagkakasakit. Kahit athlete nagkakasakit. Wag natin paandarin, wag natin payagan na paandarin tayo ng ibang tao on the misconception that weakness, that strong people do not need safe space. There are people nga na, na parang strong ang image eh. Strong ang image pero hindi naman ano, ayaw naman mag ano. May mga tao na strong image pero ayaw ano pero napipikon kapag hindi nila like yung ano niya, call it a shade, pero may mga taong ganun. Oh, kinontradict nila yung sarili nilang ano, sarili nilang statement. Kasi maghahanap at maghahanap ka ng safe space, maghahanap ka na maghahanap ng taong ano, magse-celebrate sa'yo. Hindi na, kasi sa safe space mo lang masi-celebrate. Doon lamang sa safe space ka makaka-celebrate o isa-celebrate. You will only experience celebration in a place where you are safe. A genuine celebration. You will only experience being celebrated in a genuine manner if you are on your safe space. Kasi in your So kahit na sabihin mong patama ang magiging dating, ladies and gentlemen, sinabi ko, pero kapag ka, once na naghanap ka ng like, bakit nagde-demand ka ng like? Sasabihin, nakakalungkot naman, sasabihin. O, tatagalugin ko na lang. Nakakalungkot naman. Yung iba, hindi ako, yung mga posts ko, hindi nila like. Tapos yung mga kasama ko sa grupo na to, hindi man na mag-like. Hindi man na mag-heart. O yun, sige, nilike-like. Aba, may, aba, demanding pa, gusto, heart. Oh. Alam mo, personally, alam mo, naano ako sa mga ganun tao eh, no? Kasi because personally, naranasan ko na talagang kahit nakita na sa, kahit na mataas pa sa sikat ng araw na nakatapos ako ng pag-aaral, hindi ko inano yan, hindi ko hiningi yan. Pinost mo sa social media, pinost ko sa social media, and naiintindihan ko yung iba talaga, hindi nila ilalike yun. Oo, parang nakakalungkot. Dapat sineselebrate ka ng mga taong nagsasabing kilala ka ng ilang dekada. Na nagsasabi na kilala ka nung bata ka hanggang sa ikay tumanda. Pero kung tatuhin ka pa rin, parang bata ka pa rin. But that's another story. Pero, yun. Pero hindi sila nagla-like. Hindi sila nagse-celebrate sa mga achievement mo. Oh, masama, nakakainis, parang nakakalungkot, pero choice nila yon. Tanggapin natin ang katotohanan na hindi lahat ganun. You're not everyone's cup of tea. Pero eto, may mga tao na pusong mamon na hindi nasasabihin pa, nakulang sabihin na i-like mo naman ang page ko, i-like mo, na, ay, i-like mo naman ang ano ko. Under the guise of volunteerism, under the guise na kasi kasama kayo sa grupo na to, dapat in-like nyo ang mga post ko. So, sa haba-haba ng sinabi ko, pinapakita lang natin na kinontra ng mga ganong klaseng tao yung mismong sinasabi nila about being a strong person. Na maghahanap din sila ng appreciation. Hindi mga pangit at mga gagaspang na salita. During this peace time, ang mga tao kailangan ng safe space. Sasabihin, ang hina mo naman. Ang hina mo naman. Bakit ano? Ang hina mo naman. Pero kasi, sa trabaho, ganyan na nga eh. Hindi porket nagpo-post sa Facebook na ganyan, masaya, 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 eh sa workplace eh, parang ano, bed of roses na yung tao ngayon. Hindi. They just choose and decide to be happy outside work. They just choose and decide to appreciate the blessing, the financial benefits that they have at work. Pero kung titingnan mo yung work nila, it's toxic, it's demanding. May kilala ako who is working in an energy firm. And mind you, talagang naghanap siya, that person sought early retirement. And mind you, ang taas ang sweldo nun. Pero, pag nakikita mo yung social media niya, ang ano, ang saya, they're going to these places right and left. Ngayon, huhusgahan mo ba siya na hindi niya kailangan sa safe space dahil maganda na yung environment niya? Hinusgahan nyo? Hindi. Hindi dapat. Yung mga ibang tao, marunong pa sa katawan mo. Marunong pa sa katawan mo regarding safe space. Sa workplace na nga, ganun na nga, tapos ikaw, gaganun mo pa. Di bali ko sinusweldahan mo. Oh. Di bali ko ang sweldo niya, di bali ko yung intensity mo, kalahati man lang ng may natatanggap siya na incentive kahit kalahati ng sweldo or even 1/4. Point, ano na yun? Okay lang yun. Eh, kasi you are paid for it eh. Pero ganyan, doing things for free, tapos ano, ganun ka brutal, kasi you have judged already the person na, kasi this person is sheltered. Sabihin na natin hugot sa mga nakakakilala sa atin. Sabihin na natin hugot yung mga sinasabi ko. Pero kayo, maghahanap din kayo ng safe space. You will look for safe space. The fact na you're not going out of your circle of friends to meet other people is already an indication that you need it. Din, you also need that safe space. If, yung mga nagsasabi ng weak daw, weak, pero pagka hindi nilike yung sariling post under the guise of being in the same group, galit. Akala ko ba strong ka? Akala ko ba kailangan mo hindi? Yan yun. Kailangan mo din na safe space. Even the strongest person needs safe space. Kasi kahit gaano kalakas ang tao, mauubos din ang energy niyan. Mauubos din ang strength niyan. Oo, lalaban yan. Pero meron yung uuwi ang bahay. Oo nga, loner siya and all. Sige, yung iba, ito nga minsan, I do not have anything against introverts at all. Pero, there are introverts, sabi din to na isang introvert na kilala ko, there are introverts who also have self-righteous tendency. Kasi nga naman, listen, they one of the reasons bakit nagkakamali ang mga tao kasi their social interactions leads them na gumawa ng kalokohan. Kasi syempre, barkada minsan pag gumawa ng kalokohan, barkadahan. Oh. Eh, pag introvert ka, wala masyadong ganun. Your introversion, someone's introversion had saved it, have saved them from further mistakes. And they made it, and it becomes, they become self-righteous on that. But anyway, that's another story. Safe space, no? Need a safe space. Hindi, it's not wrong to look for one. No matter how strong you are, you will definitely look for your safe space. And it is fine. It's okay. It's all right. Look for that safe space. Even the strongest soldiers need one. Even Christians, safety is of the Lord. Diba may mga nagsasabi, the safest place in the world is in the center of the will of God. Oh, safe space yun. Oh, even the scriptures talk about safe space. Yun nga lang, iba ang concept ng safe space pagdating sa Christianity. Gawin mo mga bagay for the sake of the Lord, di ba? For God's glory, according to His will, yun ang safe space po. Yun ang magiging safe space mo sa Christian. Regardless how harsh, pero yun ang magiging safe space po. If you're doing the will of God. Oh, you see? Safe space pa rin. Thus, it's politically colorless. It's politically color. There's no color of politics when somebody is looking for safe space. The strongest soldiers and the weakest person needs one. Safe space. It's all right. Look for your personal safe space, or be that safe space for somebody. This is Ian Along. Thank you very much for allowing yourself to be tag along. Good day.